This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 30, 2009. The Old Made New. The scripture is Revelation 21, verse 1. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Martin Luther was once planting a peach tree in his backyard when a member of his congregation stopped to chat. Thinking that a great preacher could spend his time with more churchly things than planting a tree, he asked Luther what he would now be doing if he knew Jesus was returning tomorrow. Luther answered that he'd finish planting the peach tree so that it might become part of the new earth under a new heaven. Luther obviously had a bigger view of God's renewing work than some others have had. That's because he took seriously John's vision in Revelation 21. History begins in a garden and ends in a city. History begins with a divine act of creation and ends in a divine act of recreation. John looks to see an entire universe made new by the renewing grace of Jesus Christ. This means there is more continuity than we often think between our present and God's future. In Revelation 21, verse 26, John says that the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into God's new creation. The beauty of the arts, the discoveries of the sciences, the insights gained into human relationships, all that is good and honorable, we will bring into God's new world. Whatever is on your agenda today, if it's done in service to Christ and with an eye to the future, it's preparation for the day when all things will be made new. Would you pray with me? Lord, help us live today with an eye to eternity. Make us expectant people as we look to the new world, where we will offer you perfect praise and obedience. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.